Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Okay, here we go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Also, you can follow the show on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page right now at blogtalkradio.com, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and follow the show. That way, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, it's cold outside, guys. And I know a lot of you guys are at work right now. And maybe a lot of you guys are at home right now. Whatever the circumstances are, it's cold outside. And also, it looks like from me looking out the window and the top of the homes in the neighborhood, it looks like we got a little bit of snow last night or something, because all the rooftops are white in the corners, you know, and when the rooftop is slanted right there in the corner of the rooftop where the everything accumulates, well, you know, it's white in those corners. So I assume and the cars have frosty white on top of them. So we must have had, some type of wintry mix or something on last night. I don't know. I need to watch the weather report. But I hadn't been long, got out of bed and got me a shower. But I'm right up and on the show. And again, guys, it's cold. And I think it rained pretty much all night last night. And then to get up this morning and see the little white corners on the houses in the neighborhood, it's exciting, especially at this time of year, okay, especially at this time of year. And so, you know, it starts to get me in anyway into the spirit of Thanksgiving, the holidays, because after Thanksgiving, time is going to roll so fast into Christmas and all, and we won't have time to blink, okay? We won't have time to blink. I know a lot of you guys are going to be up in the morning, I mean, not in the morning, but up on Friday morning trying to get out there and get on these Black Friday sales, and maybe get some deals, and that's fine. All I ask is that you guys be courteous to each other, And look out for the other guy, because people are going to be doing some weird stuff. You'll hear about it, but to get some of these deals is a great, is a good thing. Okay, go out there and spend some money. That helps the economy gets going, right? So get out there and spend some money. I don't care if you go and camp out or whatever. I know there are people, they showed them on the news, that have been camping out since Monday. They've been out in front of the Walmart since Monday. They're in their tents and got their little heaters in there, and they're camped out till Monday. I mean, what? Y'all don't work. Y'all don't have jobs. Y'all can just sit there in front of Walmart in a tent for days. That's unbelievable. But people do it all the time, and that's what's going on. Now, guys, the calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And, you know, please call into the show and comment on today's episode. Today's episode, maybe this didn't go out in the show notes, this title, but today's episode is Jameis Winston of Florida State University. What's going on? Okay. Is this a conspiracy or what? Is this a conspiracy against the young man? Or what's going on? After listening to video on ESPN and all this stuff, it seems like at this point, from what I heard late last night, at this point, the Florida State DA's office is putting off whether they're going to charge him or not for at least another 2 weeks. So they're saying that their office is, you know, they don't have the staff to do this, and people are, you know, gone already for the holidays and all this stuff. Well, you know, and they don't have the manpower, and they don't have the what they need to bring charges against this young man. And, you know, what I say is there's a reason for that. The reason you don't have what you need is that you don't have, it's not there. Okay? Now, being optimistic, I guess, I don't, you know, no one knows exactly what they have. Okay? No one knows what they have. But being optimistic, you're just hoping that they don't have anything to charge this young man with, okay? And so they're thinking about, okay, they hadn't charged him. They're thinking about charging him with sexual assault. Now, there's a difference between sexual assault and rape, okay? Some people think it's the same thing, but it's not, okay? And let's just look into that. Rape, by definition, is the crime committed by a man of forcing another person to have sexual intercourse with him without their consent, or, you know, and what that word means, without their consent, is that they agree to have sex with him. Okay? Consent. I mean, both of them agree that they're going to lay down and have sex. Okay? Again, the crime, okay, committed by a man of forcing another person to have sexual intercourse with him without their consent and against their will, especially by the threat or use of violence against them. Okay? That's rape. Okay? When you force them violently to have sex with you, maybe as you know, and you know, the reason they say forcing another person is because it doesn't have to be a man on a woman or a woman on a man. It can be a man on a man, because it you know, this you know, you hear about people being raped in prison. So that's man on man. It happens also in the women's prison. Okay? So that's, you know, I'm sure rape happens outside of prison by women on women. I'm sure rape happens outside of the prison for men on men. So that's why it says of forcing another person to have sexual intercourse with him without their consent and against their will. And you know, so that's rape. Now, the sexual assault, which is what they're saying that they're going to charge him with. They're not saying charging him with rape. They're saying they're charging him with sexual assault. Now, sexual assault is any involuntary sexual act in which a person is threatened, coerced, or forced to engage against their will, or any sexual touching of a person who has not consented. Now, this includes rape. All right? Sexual assault includes rape. And then it has in parentheses, such as forced vaginal, anal, or oral penetration, groping, forced kissing, child sexual abuse, or the torture of the victim in a sexual manner. That's sexual assault. Now, rape carries a heavier prison term than sexual assault. Okay? But sexual assault includes rape. Right? So, you know, I guess it's according to what kind of force the person used to have the sexual intercourse. But now what we found out is that it was they're saying that the sex was consensual. That means that she agreed to have sex with him. Now, the Florida State quarterback, his attorney is saying that the state has leaked this evidence or leaked this story, and they're not leaking everything, okay? They aren't leaking the witness statements. There is no police report. So if you're going to leak the story, then why aren't you leaking that there is no police report? Why aren't you leaking that they have two witness statements, eyewitness statements, saying that this was not sexual assault, that the young lady consented to having sex with the Florida State quarterback? Now, you know, here's my thing. I feel sorry for both sides of this thing, because her life isn't going to be the same for a very long time, and his life isn't going to be the same for a very long time. Now, if he did commit sexual assault on this young lady, then yeah, he should be accountable for that. You know, if he did that, he should be accountable for that. You know, that's part of teaching your kids what not to do. Part of that, You cannot take, force yourself on someone and take sex from someone. You can't make a young lady have sex with you if she doesn't want to. Okay? No means no, right? That's for everybody. I don't care who you are. Okay? If he did this, then he should be held accountable for it. All right? Now, you look on the other side of this thing, and you say this happened in an off-campus apartment. There were two other people at the time. They gave statements, okay, that it was not forced sex. All right? That she agreed to it. Now, you know, if we dive a little further into it, now, was she just someone that was there at the apartment? It wasn't her apartment, okay? Was she just there at the apartment visiting someone? Was she there for him? Was she there for the other guys and he came in? We don't know, okay? Did she say, I think I want to do this, and, you know, it happened anyway? You know, that's kind of touchy, okay? Or was she there because he is who he is, and this is what she wanted to do? And now that maybe he, you know, kicking her to the curb after that, because I tell young ladies all the time, You must have some type of standards for yourself. You must get to know these young guys before you lay down with them. Okay? Because men are men. I don't care if they're young men or old men. Men are men. It's like, you know, you think about a shark in the water. When sharks smell blood, they go crazy, right? When sharks smell blood, they go crazy. So when young men, older men or whatever, when they see a woman, maybe she's naked. If he saw her, she was naked, then, yeah, he's gonna try something, okay? But if the young lady would have some type of standards for herself and not put herself in that situation. Now, like I said, if she was saying, no, don't do this, and he forced himself on her, then, yeah, he should be held accountable for that. But if she laid there and did what they did and took what she took, got what she got, whatever, all right, then that's a whole nother story, right? And then after he was with her, now he doesn't want to have anything to do with her. He's walking away because that's exactly how it goes. And that's why I tell young ladies to have a standard about yourself. Don't let this happen. Okay? So what I mean by having a standard about yourself is that, hey, you're not just, you know, I just met you, dude. I'm not gonna get jump into bed with you right now. I don't care who you are. I just met you. But you know, if you went to college, let's say you went to a big college, all right, big basketball program, big football program. These young girls are kind of pushed on these guys. Some of them aren't even pushed on them. Some of them are jumping on these guys because they have potential of going to the pros and making money. or they have potential of being the big man on campus. Okay? So a lot of these girls, they are dying to get with some of these athletes. And they'll do anything. They'll come at 2 in the morning and sneak into the facility and be with a guy or be with two guys or whatever. I'm sure some of them snuck into the facility and they were with 4 or 5 guys. You know, he get his, he get up, he go in, and he say, "Hey man, come here. She's in there." He goes in, do his thing. I'm sure that has happened, right? So, you know, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know exactly what happened, all right? He doesn't seem like someone who would force themselves on a young lady. But, you know, a lot of people don't seem like what they are, right? So, but I'm just saying that if this guy has done what they're saying he did, then yeah, he should be held accountable for it. And another thing is funny about when you know they choose this time to come out with these allegations. This happened last December. Now it's almost a year later, and it's just now coming out. Why? Why is it just now coming out? You know? And, I think if he was the 40th man on the roster, we wouldn't even heard about this, nothing. Right? If he wasn't up for this Heisman Trophy, we probably wouldn't have heard about this or anything. Right? I'm going to let you think about that a second. So, I think, and this is my personal opinion. Y'all can send me emails, voicemails, or whatever about this. This is my personal opinion. I think Alabama got something to do with this. I think the University of Alabama got something to do with this. Okay? I think that some of the high officials over there near Alabama or in the city of Tuscaloosa or the state of Birmingham or the state of Alabama or whatever, they have pushed this story. Because Florida State seem like they're going to be, unless something happens this weekend, that they're going to be the ones to kick Alabama's butt in the national championship. Yeah, I said it. All you Alabama fans out there, come with it. You know? But that's exactly how I feel about this. So Mr. Winston from Florida State, hey, keep doing what you're doing. If you did what you did, you're going to get what you get. Right? If you did what you did, you're going to get what you get. But right now, keep doing what you're doing, because you are doing it. And I hope that things come out good for you and you win the Heisman Trophy. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm done for the week. I'll be back on Monday. I hope you guys have a great day tomorrow and a great weekend. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman, taking up my time?